Lawsuits challenging the birth control requirement of the Affordable Health Care Act are getting closer to the Supreme Court. Some entities, such as churches, are exempt from the mandate that businesses with more than 50 employees, offer health insurance that provides FDA-approved birth control at no extra cost. Last week, an appeals court ruling cleared the way for Frank and Phil Girardi, two Catholic brothers from Ohio who own a produce company. They want to move forward with their lawsuit. They claim the mandate violates their religious beliefs. Jennifer Habercorn is healthcare reporter at Politico. Jennifer, so this appeals court overturned a lower court ruling. So what does the new appeals court ruling mean going forward?
This means this lawsuit can proceed. The owners were granted an injunction which would block the law from going into effect for them, and it allows the case to move forward.
So they have long excluded birth control in the plan that they offer. They're adamantly against both birth control and abortion. The trucks in the produce company have signs on the trucks saying that. They're very open about that. And so this decision says that they can continue that denial of coverage while they continue with their lawsuit.
That's right. Under the Affordable Care Act, if you don't provide birth control and other forms of preventive care in your employer health insurance plans, you would face fines.
And there are other lawsuits that also challenge the contraception coverage requirement and also made the challenge based on religious grounds. One was in July from Conestoga Wood Specialties. This is a cabinet maker owned by Mennonite Christians. And there was another in June, and this was a suit brought by Hobby Lobby Stores. How did the courts decide in those two suits?
The courts decided in different directions. These were federal appeals courts. In the Hobby Lobby case, the store owners were granted an injunction, meaning the policy is blocked for them. They don't have to abide by it, and their case can move forward. In the Conestoga Wood case, their injunction was denied. And because those suits were decided in different directions, the losing party in both cases appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court now has those cases. They're working through the paperwork, and they will decide within the next couple weeks whether to take up one of those lawsuits.
So the Supreme Court is going to decide whether to take up either of those two cases. And again, very different rulings. So courts ruled that the Mennonite Christians could not deny coverage based on religious grounds, but that Hobby Lobby stores could?
That's right. This is essentially the same legal question, but the courts decided in different directions, which suggests that it's an issue ripe for the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, to decide the case.
Well, it also underscores how courts rule differently, because here you have a group of, it's a religious organization, Mennonite Christians, although it's their for-profit arm, the Wood Specialties Company, and the other is not a religious organization, it's a store, Hobby Lobby Stores.
Exactly, which kind of makes it interesting. You would think on the surface that the Mennonites might have a stronger case, but obviously the courts did not think that was the correct analysis. In the Hobby Lobby case, they argue that even if they themselves as the store owners are not using it, they don't want to be party to making contraception and birth control available to anyone who works for them.
Well, it becomes very interesting because a Justice Department lawyer arguing in a case said that the Religion Freedom Restoration Act did not alter a basic legal principle that corporations are distinct from owners. In other words, they're not people. And so that this religious protection doesn't apply to people like the owners of the Hobby Lobby stores or the Girardi brothers. Mm-hmm. But this Supreme Court has ruled that corporations are people in the Citizens United case.
That's right. And I think that is going to make this case, if the Supreme Court does accept it, particularly interesting, because essentially these store owners are arguing that as businesses, they have the religious freedom rights that Americans as individuals enjoy.
Well, and what happens now? You have the Girardi brothers just getting the green light on their lawsuit as well. Will they join forces with some of these other people who've brought cases?
No, as of right now, these cases are all going on separate tracks. There are more than 60 cases that have been filed on this issue, and they're all working their way through the court systems at different paces. Since the Girardi brothers were granted the injunction and their suit was allowed to proceed, the Justice Department could appeal that decision to the Supreme Court. If they do so, that would be a strong indication that the justices are likely to take the case.
And what does each side say will happen if they lose in the Supreme Court?
Well, the store owners say that if they were to lose, that this would be a huge infringement on their religious beliefs. The federal government argues that this is important because birth control is a necessary preventive service and that it reduces costs for everyone if everyone has to include these services in their group health plans.
In other words, it's the basic premise of Obamacare that you're spreading the cost over more people.
Absolutely. They also argue that it's an equality issue, that women should have access to contraception if they choose to use it.
Does the Justice Department also bring up an argument that we've heard that if corporations are allowed to challenge one aspect of health care, they can challenge another? I think I heard someone put it, what's next? Vaccines. Like, if you don't believe in vaccinations, can you then sue to not have to provide vaccinations?
Yes, certainly you can see the slippery slope argument here and challenging other parts of the law, other parts of the preventive services requirements, definitely. Another part of their argument that I should mention is that they say certainly that corporations are not people and that if you open a business, you can't discriminate against, you know, a racial group or an ethnic group, that, you know, civil rights law is pretty firmly on the books at this point in our country. So they argue that in the same vein, you can't discriminate and impose your religious beliefs on people who work for you.
Jennifer Habercorn, healthcare reporter at Politico, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take a break. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.